Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Hallelujah. Well, it certainly is going by the book. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. Zechariah 8:16-17. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. For sure, it is going by the book. The prophets have wrote about it. I like Johnny Cash, and he has a few songs that are particularly geared to this day and time in which we live right now. I hope you'll bear with me and listen to the words of this song, even if you don't like the style of the music. The words to this song are important. And then after the song, I'll give you the words of the Lord. Most everything I'm going to say in this message that all must have ears to hear in 2012 are more sure words from the KJV Holy Bible. But bear with me through this song and listen to the lyrics of this song, even if you don't like the particular style of music, because it's a great introduction to the words of the Lord that I believe all must have ears to hear in 2012. Or indeed, it is going by the book.
See it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. Rumbling in the ground, and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. So
Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Indeed, it is going by the book. But what I want to talk about is defiance and the spirit of defiance that can be seen real clear in America. Obama used Isaiah 9:10 in his first State of the Union address. Been two or three ceremonies at Ground Zero where people used Isaiah 9:10. But what we see is things are going by the book. Wave after wave of judgment and disasters have been coming like birth pangs in the travail before God finally stands up to enter directly into a judgment of wrath. People forget about this, but the Lord Jesus Christ comes back first to tread out the winepress of the wrath of God Almighty. And we're going to watch that if we're in Christ. And we're going to be experiencing the brunt of that if we're not in Christ. If we stay in the Word, everything is going to be all right. Otherwise, there's hell to pay. Very few people recognize the long-suffering of God being manifest in the progressive judgments of God. And soon, most will be like the magicians in Pharaoh's court and no longer be able to deny this is the finger of God. Will they repent? No. They will not repent. No. They will shake their puny fists at God in defiance. Yes, God said so. And I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. And the rest of the men which were not killed by these plagues yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, which hath power over these plagues. and they repented not to give him glory. Saints better have ears to hear. Yeah, they better have ears to hear this and make the personal application of these things and not glibly think it applies to someone else. Isaiah 9:10. The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stone. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. What is more strong and more durable or better? Isn't stone, hewn stone, stronger and more durable than a brick, even a good brick? Isn't cedar a more enduring, long-lasting, durable wood than sycamore? Won't the cedar last longer than sycamore? The bricks are falling down, but we will build with hewn stone. The sycamores are cut down, but we will change them into cedars. Does that sound good? What we read there in Isaiah 9:10? Does that sound like the thing to do? Is that the right way to think? No, that is defiance. And you're going to hear that from people that are saying good things, people that are saying true things. And you're going to sure hear it from the politicians. There is not a political answer to this thing. What are we seeing? We're seeing the long-suffering, progressive judgments of God. And it is so obvious upon this whole world today. And some might wonder why someone would say that. Well, I would have to wonder why anyone could fail to see what is so obvious. For example, America now even has a Muslim, Hussein the ineligible one, occupying the White House. Most should see what's wrong with the picture of having Hussein the ineligible one commanding the armies which are supposed to be in a war against Muslim terror. And yet, in spite of the obvious fraud which put the ineligible one in command of America's military, Hussein the ineligible one was given the Nobel Peace Prize for nothing as soon as he moves into the American State House. Peace, peace, they say, and there is no peace. With his Peace Prize cover, Hussein the ineligible one quickly began his work of destabilizing the world and destroying the great Satan, as the Muslims refer to America. Muslims call Israel the little Satan. Jeremiah described it real well in Jeremiah 6, like Doug Tanner's great song. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised. They cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. And therefore I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, and their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. There's a long known and fully disclosed principle at work. And yet this principle remains a mystery to most people. This principle is obviously what is behind the 9/11 catastrophe, the wars in Iraq, the huge clouds of war centered over Israel, destabilizing the whole Middle East. There's a common denominator for the coming war with Iran and Syria leading to the strategic global thermonuclear war. Global strategic thermonuclear war. May I say this common denominator is also at the roots of the subprime mortgage bubble, the economic destruction wrought by credit default swaps or derivatives, the crash of Wall Street, the commodities and futures market crashes, the global economic, political, and religious chaos. Even food is being engineered to cause illness. And the natural food supplements to prevent illness are being outlawed. Defiance. Defiance is that principle that's at work. And there will be very few that see it. It's no mystery that the wicked are going to do wickedly. That's what the wicked do. That's no mystery. The wicked are going to do wickedly. However, the response of the people of God is what makes such a great difference. The wicked do not even recognize their wickedness. And the wicked really have no choice unless they could hear and receive the truth of the gospel. And there's a lot of things floating around called gospel that are not the gospel. It's a very definite article. Those who know the gospel of God and should be walking in the fear of God, in the way of repentance, they are the ones that make all the difference in the world. The pattern that happened to Israel, of which anyone can read in the KJV Holy Bible, is the same pattern of what is happening in America in particular, where it's most obvious, and the rest of the world as well. Thus saith the Lord in Hosea 8:4, they have set up kings, but not by me. They have made princes, and I knew it not. Of their silver and their gold have they made them idols, that they may be cut off. And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. 1 Samuel 8:7. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again in the yoke of bondage. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. You did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be none otherwise minded. But he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And I, brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would that they were even cut off, which trouble you. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For the law is fulfilled in one word, even this: thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then: walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Again, thus saith the Lord: turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded, but ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me. But I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. And therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost which is in you, which ye have of God? And ye are not your own. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. The King is coming. Let me say it again. What we see going on in this Antichrist world today is proof that the King is coming. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. Let me say that again. To execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds, of all their ungodly deeds which they have ungodly committed, and of all their hard speeches which ungodly sinners have spoken against him. The glory of Messiah is found in the fear of God. You will find counterfeit, deceiving spirits as you would seek to walk in the glory of Messiah outside the fear of God. Understand that the fear of God is learned, and we never outgrow our need for strengthening that foundation of the fear of God. Isaiah 33:6. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times. Think about that. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. Good verse to put to memory. And wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy times and strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. That's the treasure to be going after, especially in this time. The fear of the Lord is his treasure. By what authority do we walk in the glory of Messiah? It is a positional authority. It is a positional authority which we have in him. It is the mystery of the ages. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It is the greatest threat to the powers of darkness when believers who have learned the fear of God understand more fully who they are called to be in Messiah. We're living in the last days, at the time of the end. We see the proof of this in the growing thick darkness of the Antichrist war on the saints. Yet the light always overcomes the darkness. Yes. The light always overcomes the darkness. and is even seen to be brighter. Yeah, that light is even seen to be brighter as the darkness grows. Hallelujah. We have a blessed hope. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son honoreth not the Father which hath sent him. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of Man. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth to all life and breath and all things. Fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that made heaven and earth and the sea and the fountains of waters. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, what a word is this, for with authority authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Paul said, examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates? Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. John said, and hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. By this we know that we love the children of God, when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. And this is love, that we walk after his commandments. This is the commandment that ye have heard from the beginning, that you should walk in it. John went on to explain, and the dragon was wroth with the woman, and went down to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates into the city. Amen. Sure enough, look around and then look up. You can see when you look around, it's going by the book. And in the book, he said, when you see these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Stand ye in the way and see and ask for the old past. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. To whom shall I speak and give warning, that they may hear? Behold, the word of Yahweh unto them is a reproach, they have no delight in it. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, everyone is given to covetousness. And from the prophet even unto the priest, everyone dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed. Neither could they blush, therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I shall visit them, they shall be cast down. Stand ye in the ways and see and ask for the old path. Where is the good way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also I said, watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the voice of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts. Because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Stand ye in the way, then see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way, and walk therein? And ye shall find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. O daughter of my people, gird thee with sackcloth, and wallow thyself in ashes. Make thee mourning as for an only son, most bitter lamentation. For the spoiler shall suddenly come upon us. I have set thee for a tower and a fortress among my people, that thou mayest know and try their ways. They are all grievous revolters, walking with slanders. They are brass and iron, they are all corruptors. The bellows are burned, the lead is consumed of the fire. The founder melteth in vain, for the wicked are not plucked away. Reprobate silver shall men call them, because Yahweh hath rejected them. Stand ye in the ways, and see and ask for the old path. Where is a good way, and walk therein? And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. But they said, we will not walk therein.
Listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.